Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb, director of the National Hurricane Center, coming to you live for our 11 a.m. Eastern Time update on post-tropical cyclone Sandy. Our colleagues at the Hydrometeorological Prediction Center, HPC, up in the Washington, D.C. area, have just moments ago issued their latest public advisory on post-tropical cyclone Sandy, and I'll give you the particulars. It's located about 120 miles east-southeast of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Maximum sustained winds at 45 miles per hour, moving to the west at about 10 miles per hour. The minimum central pressure has come up quite a bit since it made landfall yesterday at 983 millibars. We have high wind warnings in effect along the central to southern Appalachians and across portions of the Great Lakes. So this gives you an idea of how large the system still is, with winds and rains and even elevated water levels in coastal areas still occurring over a very, very large area. Flood and coastal watches and warnings and advisories are in effect over portions of the mid-Atlantic and northeast states. The ongoing rainfall potential in inland areas is very significant. Could see rainfall totals near 12 inches, maybe a little bit more in isolated spots. So flash flooding in short time scales, and then river flooding could evolve over the next several days. So stay away from water-covered roadways and stay off the roads if at all possible while this bad weather is ongoing. Blizzard warnings remain in effect along the higher elevations of the central Appalachians. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories have been issued for extreme western Maryland and southwestward into eastern Tennessee, so all up and down the Appalachian chain. And that's because snowfall has already been occurring since yesterday. In West Virginia especially, totals could get to the 2 to 3 foot range. So that is a significant hazard that cannot be underestimated. Don't want to take our eye off the fact that that is occurring, even though we still have the coastal storm surge and tide combination, which during the rest of today could lead to above ground water depths of, say, 2 to 3 feet in many spots, especially around the time of high tide. Now, the circulation center is going to move generally northward over the next couple of days. So from south to north, slowly over the next 2 to 3 days, weather will gradually improve. But it's going to be some time before that happens. So long duration event. If the weather improves temporarily where you are, the more could be behind the circulation center leaving. So it's going to be a long day today, especially. The intensity of the system will taper off. So even as it moves over the northeastern part of the U.S., the winds will come down as the system overall weakens, but still could have widespread power outages and some wind-related damage even as the system weakens over land. So post-tropical cyclone Sandy will continue to be the subject of public advisories issued by HPC, available on the National Hurricane Center website until this is out of the area and no longer a flood threat. So that is the latest from the National Hurricane Center on post-tropical cyclone Sandy. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb.